Even Padre Pio went to purgatory. Now, if that doesn't make you hopeless, I don't know what will. In today's video, we're going to talk about why he was there, what does it mean, and what can we learn about it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I'm getting this from two sources. One is Maria Sema in her book, Get Us Out of Here. She mentions Padre Pio many, many times, often calling him a saint and an absolute example of a living saint, although he had died much before that book was written. But she makes this very brief reference to his stay in purgatory that I'm going to read to you in a moment. And then from the book by Mechthild of Magdeburg, her book, Flowing Light of the Godhead, that sheds light on these things. Now, Maria Sema doesn't explain why he was there, but what this other mystic has to say sheds incredible light, and I really want you to learn about it. So listen to this. Now, the information from Maria Sema is from her chapter in the book on death. The question is asked, in attending a person's death, are there signals that they might have gone to heaven straight away? And then Maria Sema says, perhaps, but these two do not always tell the whole story. What is certain, however, is when a person experiences an extremely fearful, angry, and sometimes even violent death, this is guaranteed to mean that they needed to suffer a lot if they were not entirely lost. I say caution with the other extreme as well, because even great saints, as I and many millions would call Padre Pio, did die a peaceful death, even joyful death, as many others do too, but he still had to spend a short time in purgatory. Now, when people first hear this, they lose hope. They wonder, what did he do? Did he sin? But there's something more here, and it's something extremely important that we need to learn. So listen to this other mystic, Mechthild of Magdeburg. Now, she compares these two purgatories, presumably of priests that she saw, one of a bad priest and one of a good priest. The one of a good priest is the one that we need to listen to. The purgatory of a good priest. A pure priest died in his own assigned parish. I prayed for him as one Christian is accustomed to do for another. Then my soul saw him in marvelous honor as he was yet in the state of waiting for heavenly glory. Four angels led him across the storms in the first heaven and plucked harps with heavenly strings for his enjoyment. This was the purgatory by which they prepared him for heavenly bliss. I asked him how he had gained this special honor. He said, on earth I loved solitude and was fearful only in my prayers. I said, ah, most blessed man, why did you not ascend right to heaven with these delightful angels? He replied thus, the glory that I am to receive because of my pure priestly life is so great that I cannot yet enter into it. Isn't that amazing? The glory of heaven that was to be given to Padre Pio was so amazing, so unbelievable, so infinitely wonderful for all eternity, that it was such an amazing prize, they had to pass him through purgatory for at least a little bit. He would have wanted to. He would say, I cannot enter into such amazing glory by what I've suffered on earth, even though I've suffered incredible things on earth. I need to suffer even more to become worthy of that. And this has something unbelievable to teach us. We value heaven way too little. We want it for free. We just want to accept Jesus. We just want to suffer a little. We just want to say a few prayers and sacraments and do our little things that we do and think that we're just going to get this infinite prize for all eternity for doing practically nothing. You are wrong. Heaven is worth suffering for. That's the lesson that you need to learn. And Padre Pio wants to teach you that. Heaven is worth suffering for. So get off your couch, get off your lazy boy, get off your easy life and feeling sorry for yourself and suffer, because heaven is worth suffering for, because God is there and you're going to be there for all eternity. So what do you expect? Anything on earth that is awesome, a nice car, a nice house, a nice life, a nice retirement, cost incredible amount of work and sacrifice. Why do we do so much for that and do so little for heaven and just expect an infinite eternal bliss of heaven for zero suffering? We're not going to get that. The saints understood this. So you need to ask your favorite saint and Padre Pio to share with you how beautiful heaven is, to give you a glimmer, what an amazing prize it is, so that you're willing to pay any price and that you willingly suffer here on earth as much as is possible because you believe this firmly, that I would suffer anything to gain heaven. That's how he felt. We should feel the same way. We're not better than him. We suffer incredible amounts here on earth. That is nothing compared to what we're going to gain in heaven. We need to remember that as Catholics. You're not going to gain it for free. You're going to gain it at the price of some heavy suffering. Do it willingly here on earth. Don't wait for purgatory. Don't be like that. Because those types of people aren't worthy to enter heaven. The types of people that are worthy to enter heaven are those that willingly suffer for God. Those are the ones that enter heaven. All else are not worthy. My friends, may Padre Pio and his zeal set us on fire. Because those are the types of people that God deserves. God deserves better than what we give him. Amen. I will see you in the next one.